The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Friday, April 29th. It's the last Friday of the month. And I want to welcome you to the show. And we are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and sometimes YouTube. They haven't canceled me. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Hey, by the way, today is Phone Call Friday. You can call into the show live right now, and the number is 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. On Friday, we like to talk to our viewers and listeners, and please call, let me know what you think about the show, and if you have any questions for me. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. So far, I got to say hi to Jill, and I got to say hi to Mark. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys watching. All right. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, go to the Money Chat Now fan page, like it, and comment from there. That way your name will show up my dashboard and I can recognize you. Money Chat Now, of course, is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to Investor Schooling. Last night's class was fantastic. I don't know who was there, but it was fantastic. You'll learn about real estate investing, stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, so real quick, I want to say a little couple of other people who join us, Sal and Tommy. Thank you so much. Hey, on today's show, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be talking about Elon Musk being in debt. We're going to be talking about college loans, UPS, USPS, the United States Postal Office, the post office is being sued, and we're going to be talking about more electronic vehicle news. Of course, if you guys want to call in at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. All right, so... Did you guys miss me last week, last couple of days? You know, I took some time off, you know, and I don't know, did you guys miss me? I didn't see anybody saying, hey, where are you? Actually, that's not even true. I had a couple of people reach out to me and ask me if I was okay. No, it was a planned vacation. I know you guys were worried about my back, but it was just a planned vacation. So while I was gone, we had Google earnings and we had Facebook earnings, and you didn't have me here to tell you all about it. Well, boys and girls and whatevers, let me tell you about it now. Google missed earnings, but the interesting part was that Google's YouTube division was the biggest loser. They didn't get the subscribers they hoped for, and they aren't getting the revenue they hoped for. Why? Well, when you turn off your user base for a judgment on what's information and what's information based on your conservative or liberal views, you alienate half your audience. You know, like me. Can you imagine a liberal listening to my show? I can't either. On the other front was Facebook. They had a good earnings report, however, the stock is still struggling to go over 200. It did pop 25 points after earnings, however, I got a feeling the new range is going to be between 180 and 210, and I'm going to stay away from it a little while until I see the new possible range. I'm not thinking it's a good play. I did lose some money on it. I did lose some money on a few options plays, and I bailed out a little early, but I didn't expect the stock to drop below 200, but then these things happen. We also had Twitter earnings yesterday. I got to tell you, Elon Musk played the greatest option play ever on that stock. Twitter kind of met some expectations and missed on others. You know, and it could be really that they wanted to accept his offer before the earnings announcement. Maybe because if they did not get his offer accepted at $54.20, the stock might have been above that or below that. By the way, what is it with Elon Musk and the 420 thing? Is he a serious pothead or what? Oh, you guys didn't catch the 5420 offer with the 420 in it? Oh, and did you know that the final documents were submitted on? Yep, April 20th. Hey, do you remember when Elon Musk said he would take Tesla private? Well, did you know that the offer was 420 a share? Well, now that in New Jersey, recreational marijuana is legal, maybe we will find Elon Musk hanging out somewhere there. All right, all around yesterday was a great day. We saw the Dow rally into the 700-plus range, but I want you guys to pay close attention to the VIX. It's still in the 28 range. You know, look, we have earnings season ending, and when you put the combination of the two plus the general state of the market, it's going to get scary soon. Even oil is up above 105 a barrel again. I have a strange feeling the market is going to be driven by short sellers right now, and they tend to drive up the market on days like yesterday. It could mean a big drop today or Monday. Finally, we also had Apple and Amazon earnings reports yesterday after the bell. Amazon tanked on slower sales, and well, people are going back to stores now. Actually, I even think it might be my fault because during the pandemic, I mean, no joke, I think I had 170 deliveries in 90 days. Where now I probably have 25 in 90 days. By the way, they lost $3.8 billion last quarter. Wow, Amazon lost $3.8 billion last quarter? Wow. Look, I got to say that Amazon still might be a play here into the upcoming split. Like I've said before, I suggest you buy 5 shares, and that way when it splits, you'll have 100, and you could sell covered calls on it. I'm going to say the covered calls are going to be really, really good covered calls. And by the way, if you don't know how to sell covered calls, you really should check us out at Investor Schooling. It's the safest way to make more money, to make money on stock options. In fact, you can't even lose money. All right, finally here are the Apple results, and they were fantastic. And the stock popped immediately. They did well across the board, revenue and profit. They even increased their dividend, and they increased their buyback program. And then the stock dropped as the guidance report from Tim Cook stated that they will lose $8 million in earnings due to supply chain restraints. Look, that brings me to the fact that I'm still in the camp that you should be afraid of the next 5 weeks, and maybe you'll change my mind, but it's going to be really ugly soon. All right, right now, let's get into it. Right now, the Dow is down 170. The S&P is down 41, and the NASDAQ is down 178. And don't forget, it's Phone Call Friday. If you want to call into the show, it's 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. When you call in, TJ, our producer, will take your call, and he'll put you through to me. And by the way, real quick, I want to say hello to a couple other people who joined us online. We've got Peter and Charles, and looks like Colin as well. So, and a bunch of other people as well, Michael and Dave. Oh, boy, wow, there's a whole bunch of people. Thank you so much. I totally appreciate you. And there I go. I just saw my lovely wife on there watching as well. Hey, let's talk about Elon Musk. Look, when you're a liberal writer and you know nothing about finances and you want to find some dirt on a guy who just crushed your world by buying free speech on the Internet, you write an article about how the richest man in America and also has now become the most indebted CEO. All right. Let's roll this back because I said a lot there. You may have heard the antithesis of the training. You know, basically, I train very different backwards than guys like Dave Ramsey, who will tell you the best way to stay rich or get rich is to stay out of debt. Well, these people couldn't be more wrong. The best way to get rich is to get in debt. Now, be careful about how you interpret this. There are two types of debt. And no, it's not good debt and bad debt. The two types of debt are debt you pay for or debt someone else pays for. To make a simple example, think about an investment property. If you buy a property using debt and then make the mortgage payments on that property to pay down the debt, that's paying down the debt. But if you rent the property, the rent you collect is actually paying that mortgage and the interest, and you make a couple of bucks on top of it. So debt is a great tool when used wisely. So let's go back to Musk. When he offers to buy Twitter for $44 billion, he could use his own money or he could leverage money to buy the company. Well, according to SEC filings, Musk's financing plan includes $13 billion in bank loans and $21 billion in cash. It also includes $12.5 billion margin loan using his Tesla stock as collateral. Wow. Because, look, honestly, banks require more of a cushion for high beta stocks like Tesla. Musk will need to pledge about $65 billion in Tesla shares, or about a quarter of his current total owned stocks, as collateral for the loan. This makes him the most indebted CEO. To me, it's a trophy for the brilliant Musk. First of all, he just bought Twitter. How cool is that? Not only from a standpoint of how great it will make the company, but also the guy single-handedly bought a $44 billion company. Some of you guys have Lamborghini dreams. You need to think bigger. Now, how about this? This company has extremely large cash flow, and that's going to pay for the debt. After a few years of making Twitter and hopefully making America great again, Musk then makes the company public, sells Twitter shares, and gets all his money back plus a large sum of profit. This is how you build wealth enough to be the richest man in America, probably the richest man on the planet. Oh, and as for the liberal author of the article, he didn't quite say he was jealous. He just wrote a headline that went like this. Elon Musk will be the most indebted CEO in America if the Twitter deal goes through. I could just hear the cheers and hopes of the liberals saying, good, I hope he goes bankrupt and has to sell Twitter. Me and my friends living in our parents' houses will sell some of our Shiba Inu to go buy it. You know, when Shiba's worth a dollar. Yeah, we'll drive up in our Lambos and tell Musk we want to buy Twitter. Maybe this is why Biden wants to cancel student debt. He must feel that the students got ripped off. Hey, I want to remind you one more time that it's Phone Call Friday, and you can call in at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple of other people join us, and Rob and James. All right, let's talk about college loans. All right, as I mentioned in the last segment, Biden isn't going to forgive the student loan debt after all. Huh? Could this be another campaign promise that the failing leader can't or won't commit to? Well, let's explore it. If you recall, the lacking sack of rocks in his head said at first he would forgive $10,000 of student debt, and then he changed it to $50,000 of forgiveness. Well, he got every one of those kids who went to college living in their mom's basement to vote for him on this promise. Well, as you know, he failed or lied on every campaign promise he ever made, and now he's quoted by saying, I'm not considering $50,000 in debt reduction. He said this during a speech in the Roosevelt Room at the White House, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there should be additional debt forgiveness. I'll have an answer on that in the next couple of weeks. Next couple of weeks? Really? But I thought you had a plan. Well, you know, when you made your campaign promise, didn't you have a plan? Oh, wait, was that just hot air? Or maybe it was a fart that came out of your mouth? Ugh, imagine that while wearing a mask. Ew. Ugh. Anyway, we will see what this disaster of a president does next week. Maybe he will give out masks that say, your college education is as useless as this mask. All right, I want to remind you one more time that it's Phone Call Friday. Call 888-329-3306. Love to talk to you. 888-329-3306. And I believe we are going to take a break right now. We'll see you in about a minute.
Investor Schooling needs a new slogan.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of it.
Investor Schooling?
Never heard
of it. Investor Schooling? Never heard of them.
Any suggestions, Phil?
Investor Schooling? We never heard of you either.
Investor Schooling? We never heard of you either. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button and hit that like button. Come on, let me know you like the show. Let me know you share the show. Do it. And of course, if you'd like to, it is Phone Call Friday, and if you want to call in, you can call us at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. All right, so right now the futures are down 143. I think it's going to be a really bad day, but the futures are down about 150, whatever. The S&P is down 41, and the NASDAQ is down 186. Hey, we talked about Elon Musk being the most indebted CEO. Fantastic. I want to do it too. We talked about college loans. And, of course, coming up, we have the United States Postal Service being sued, and we have more EV news. And then, of course, we have today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit that share button? Come on, hit that like button. Hit that share button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. And also look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about the United States Post Office. Once again, we have to go to the How Stupid Can People Be files. A few weeks back, I did a segment on the fact that the United States Postal Service bought a new fleet of gas-powered vehicles instead of a fleet of electric vehicles. Now, please understand, I personally really don't care, but if you're going to be a government agent and your party wants to go green, adding that to the fact that these vehicles are parked overnight and can easily be charged in a dedicated parking lot, why wouldn't you go to an electric vehicle? It makes total sense. Well, they didn't, and now some states are suing the United States Postal Service for this decision. By the way, I'm not sure if which part of the How Stupid Can People Be files this is from. Is it the Why Don't You Buy Electric Vehicles stupid files? Or is it the Let's Sue the Post Office stupid files? I don't know. Either way, let me tell you what's going on. First of all, these are the mail delivery trucks, and on average, they get about 9 miles per gallon because of the frequent stops. This, of course, makes them very inefficient to begin with, and they obviously pollute the environment. Now, I don't want to get into the whole, you know, we need to pollute the environment with generating plants to charge the cars thing anyway. That's not what this is about. So, you know, it's about basically the fact that they've got this facility, they might as well charge the cars there. Well, of course, the states suing are all the liberal states like New York, California, and another add-on sewer or add-on plaintiff is Bay Area Air Quality Management District. What the heck is that? I don't know what that is. Anyway, interesting part is that the plaintiffs are all afraid that these vehicles will be in service for about 30 years, polluting the environment for all that time. I don't know, do I sound like a liberal when I read that? Far from it, but seriously, this electric technology that we currently exist, it's so great, why was a gas-powered vehicle even on the table as a choice? I don't know. I think we should just forget about this all and maybe even just use drones to deliver mail anyway. Let's just forget about these barbaric vehicles all around. Ugh. Hey, I want to remind you one more time, of course, that it is Phone Call Friday. You can call into the show live right now, and the number is 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. Hey, don't forget, on Fridays, we like to talk to our viewers and listeners. Hey, please call in. Let me know what you think of the show. If you have any questions or anything like that, 888-329-3306. All right, everybody's, a couple of my students online are saying, hey, what a great class it was last night, and it really was. Hey, let's talk about some EV news. Well, it seems like the whole world is obsessed with electric vehicles now. Huh, kind of reminds me of the light bulb. Do you remember that old light bulb, you know, that you screwed into a socket? You know, it put off light, it got warm, and then 6 or 9 months later you had to replace it? Well, those days are gone now. You can't buy an incandescent light bulb if you wanted one. Now they're all fancy LED bulbs. Well, that's going to basically be the way of automobiles in the future. A gas-powered engine, like the incandescent light bulb, will be almost impossible to buy. Some car manufacturers are moving to producing only electric vehicles. Well, Ford actually just laid off almost 600 employees in their engineering department. Think about that. They laid off 600 workers in their engineering department. Yes, these were the workers who designed better and more efficient fuel cars, so who needs them? We simply need the guy who can connect the car to a battery and a motor and make the car go vroom vroom. I wonder how the liberals feel about the layoffs. I'll bet they're yelling things on Twitter like, if they're engineers, let them figure it out. All right, we also heard news from Rivian, who is struggling to keep their promise of electric delivery vehicles. So Rivian, I don't know if you know who they are, they're a joint venture between Ford and Amazon to build pickup trucks and delivery vehicles. I gotta tell you that Ford's stock is way off its high from about 26 to about 14 now. Rivian is being crushed. It opened an IPO of over 100, it soared to 179, and now it's about 31. I got to tell you, this might be another example of go woke and go broke. We will see. Hey, don't forget, I also remind you real quick about taking the time to check out my book and my book launch. My book is called Money Hacks, because everything you think you know about money is wrong, like about how you should be in debt, not get out of debt, and it gets released at the end of June. The book, which can be pre-ordered wherever you buy your books, is jam-packed with knowledge about things you thought you knew about money but were wrong. In this book, I talk about how to make more, how to get more credit cards, and how credit cards will actually increase, not decrease, your credit score. I talk about how taxes really work, and if you're paying more than 15% federal taxes, you need to fire your accountant. I even talk about how to buy houses with absolutely no money out of your pocket, and how to be your own bank. I'm telling you, the book is an instruction manual on how to get rich, and I promise you're going to learn something from page one. So go to BarnesandNoble.com or wherever you buy your books and order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. And don't forget to mark your calendars for June 1st at 7 o'clock. I'm going to tell you about that in this commercial right now. And by the way, real quick, it's Phone Call Friday, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. I'll see you guys in a minute.
Hi, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and I'm a financial literacy expert. Yeah, I know, you've heard that a lot, that a lot of people out there call themselves financial literacy experts, but I promise you that in my new book, Money Hacks, this book is also subtitled, by the way, because everything you think you know about money is wrong, but I promise you, in this book, you're going to learn things that you never knew about money, and it's going to help you make more money and pay less taxes. I'm actually going to have a book signing and a dinner to celebrate my new book. That's going to be at the Sheraton in Oxford Valley on June 1st at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to sign this book for you right now. And you are going to be able to get this signed copy when you come. I hope to see you then.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on investor schooling, of course, you can go to 866-424-2829. And if you want to go to, and if you want to come to the book premiere, go to moneyhacksbook.com, moneyhacksbook.com. And I promise you, you'll have a great time at that event. And I'm going to teach you so many cool things about money. All right, right now, the futures are down 171. The S&P is down 45. And the NASDAQ is down 204. Hey, we talked about Elon Musk being the most indebted CEO. That's, who cares? Hey, we talked about college loans not being forgiven. Of course, that's another Biden lie. We talked about the United States Post Office being sued over not buying electric vehicles. And we talked about Rivian and Ford not doing so well because they're converting over to EV, although I do expect them to do well in the future, but they're not doing so well right now. Coming up, of course, is today's picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit that share button? Come on now. Let everybody know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And you can share in your page or share in groups, too, that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. And don't forget, mark your calendar for June 1st. Do it. June 1st. All right. If you're watching online, you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And it looks like Harold says hi. Hey, Harold and Lewis, I think, says hi, too, so thanks so much. I appreciate you guys watching. And again, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about the market and what's going to go on. All right, boys and girls, and whatever's out there, I wonder if whatever's listen to this show. Well, you're welcome to do if you are a whatever. I actually like that better than them they. At least it's proper English. Hey, whatever. Are you listening up? Hey, them they, listen up. Yeah, you see what I mean? Doesn't whatever sound better? All right, see what I mean, right? All right, anyway, the market started to crack a while back. And now, after I said that after talking about whatevers, that sounds really weird, doesn't it? Anyway, the market started to crack a while back. And now the big chunks of the dam are going to fall off and let the rivers of tears flow as the money managers start to lose their money. In about 3 weeks, I would predict the market will be down in the 31,500 point range, and that's going to be about a 2,000 point drop from here. We are seeing mixed results in earnings, and there's nothing but bad news about the economy on the horizon. So here's the plays. You might want to get into puts, you might want to get into shorts, but let's talk about this. If I'm going to buy calls, I'd like to see Facebook in the 175 range before I jump back in. I'd like to see American Airlines be below 1850 and a possible rebuy at 1750. Believe it or not, I still like the cruise line ships as they continue to play, be recovery plays into the summer. I'm going to look for some dips and I'm going to pounce. Look for dips on any of your favorite stocks. If you have a favorite 6 stocks, which we recommend, then those are the ones you want to look at and you want to watch for them. All right, right now let's talk about the futures. Right now the Dow is down 162, the S&P is down 43, and the Nasdaq is down 190. I really have a feeling it's going to be a really bad day today. I'm actually surprised the Dow is only down 163, so just pay attention because I think it's going to get really, really bad. All right, crypto is getting boring. Bitcoin is hovering about 40,000 and it's not really moving. I've been saying this for a while that I think the rush is over. Yes, Bitcoin and other cryptos may become mainstream, but that won't make their price go up. Just the opposite. The more it becomes mainstream, the more stable it will become. And that's what you're starting to see. You're starting to see it becoming stable. Look, gold and silver are hovering also, and they're not moving much. And you got to remember, gold and silver have become stable too. Now, they will move up as people start to move their money into the precious metals. So it's a little bit different because they have value. They use that as a protection, a place for protection. So it's a little bit different than Bitcoin. A lot of people say, well, you buy gold and silver. Why don't you buy Bitcoin? Because it's very different. I can hold the gold and silver if something happens. To me, I told you this before, gold and silver to me is emergency funds. It's not about, again, it's not about having an investment, although it turns into a nice investment. It's about having emergency funds that can't be touched. All right, let's talk about oil. Oil also is moving up on the news that Russia will be cutting off supply to Poland and that Germany may now buy their oil elsewhere, all because of the war in Ukraine. I'm probably going to talk about that a little bit more on Monday, but it's interesting that, you know, that all these places are, they're trying to really push, put the screws into Putin. And I got to be honest, I don't know what he did this for, but it's gotten out of control. And now I think he's just trying to save face and he's making a big mistake. All right, the Treasury bond is below 2.9 for now, and it's probably going to move over 3. I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please feel free to reach out and let us know. You can leave comments on the WWDB fan page in Facebook, and you can look for us online. My name, of course, is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now. I am also the CEO of Investor Schooling. Stop by and see us. I also want to let you know that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed on this show. And once again, the opinions discussed on this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. Hey, you know, are you guys going to have a really good weekend this weekend? I'm telling you, this weekend I'm going to have a little bit of fun. I might actually even take out my T-Bird and go for a little ride. So I want to make sure you guys have a good weekend. I'm going to have a good weekend. And don't forget to try, even in this market, try to make it a profitable day.